Bill Sorensen had a lengthy track record as a videographer for commercials and other projects long before he and his wife, Stella Kwasinski, teamed up to create the new documentary Russian River, All Rivers, The Value of a Watershed. But you could say he was deeply immersed in his subject matter from the very start.
I was up to my chest shooting canoes going by on the river, and that day the water was particularly warm and had an interesting odor. And that and some conversations with Linda Burke of Burke's Canoes about the history of the Russian River sort of got us started, and from there it just took off.
That began a 5-year process of research, filming, and more than 40 interviews that they've combined to assess both the current state of the Russian River and its history.
The ironic thing about the Russian is that everyone claims it. It's on wine bottles all over the place, Russian River this, Russian River that. But I'm afraid we haven't lived up to the claim. We haven't taken care of the resource.
As their title suggests, the Russian River is far from alone in its beleaguered status.
We are compromising watersheds all over the planet. China, California, Bolivia, it doesn't matter where you go, we're doing things which are pretty radical to our watersheds.
One carefully watched barometer of the river's health is the condition of its fisheries. The spawning steelhead and coho salmon are both experiencing steep declines, so that is among the subjects that gets serious attention during the 2-hour documentary.
There's a major part of the film that lets the discourse continue between Jim Likatowicz, who is a wild salmon man, and Peter Lasavita, who's with the Army Corps of Engineers, who is involved with the hatchery, but he also sees the problems in moving more and more toward hatchery fish.
But Sorensen says they tried to be thorough and devote attention to each of the main issues affecting the waterway.
We talk specifically about salmon, fish. We talk specifically about gravel mining. We talk specifically about the wine industry. Everything has its chapter in the film.
During the course of creating their self-financed project, Sorensen and co-producer Kwasinski found themselves documenting another, more recent problem, the current California drought.
When you see Lake Mendocino literally empty, with no water at all, and the only resource for water coming into Lake Mendocino coming from an entirely different watershed, that strikes you. And those visuals are in the film, so you see an amazing desert-like structure when you look at Lake Mendocino and realize that we have to wait for the rain. It makes you think.
And their efforts to collect footage from many different locations and vantage points along the river brought up yet another issue.
95% of the land along the Russian River is privately owned. Unless you're driving across a bridge or you just catch a glimpse of it, or live near it, you just don't have that contact.
So the filmmakers are offering a different sort of contact with the river. But for local viewers, it is more than a close-to-home travel log.
It's a bit wonky. We found ourselves becoming kind of salmon water nerds along the way. But we all have to be. We got to get our eyes off the little screens we carry around with us and start looking around and seeing what's happening to our environment.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.